Even as U.S. forces fight insurgents in Fallujah, there have been violent incidents elsewhere in Iraq, including the northern city of Mosul. NPR's Philip Reeves has that part of the story from Baghdad.
Though lacking in specifics, reports spoke of running battles between insurgents and Iraqi police in the streets of Mosul. These were sufficiently serious for authorities to declare a curfew and close the city's bridges to stop violence spreading. There was trouble, too, 100 miles south of there, in Beji, a former stronghold of Saddam loyalists, where prolonged clashes left 9 people dead. Armed insurgents took to the streets in a Sunni neighborhood in western Baghdad, stopping traffic and blocking a bridge. And they were on the streets in Ramadi, a few dozen miles west of Fallujah, masked men parading with weapons before cameras. The Sunni insurgents have more often preferred to stay completely out of view, using hit-and-run guerrilla tactics. Since the U.S. invasion, Baghdad's never been stable. But in the wake of the Fallujah assault, the city's echoed to the intermittent boom of mortar fire. For the first time in more than a year, the capital's under a late-night curfew. The international airport was closed Monday for 2 days after persistent insurgent attacks on the road leading to it. That closure's now been extended for another day. As darkness fell here, there was more bloodshed. In the last 5 days, attacks on police bases across the Sunni Triangle have claimed dozens of lives. In Baghdad's Ziyuna district, a police checkpoint was attacked. An NPR interpreter who went to the scene found destruction over several hundred meters. Officials say 7 people died. This surging violence compounds the problems facing the U.S.-sponsored interim government of Iyad Alawi. Alawi's hoping success against the Fallujah insurgents will help him assert control over the country. Today he faces a new crisis, the kidnapping of 3 of his relatives from their home in Baghdad. His 75-year-old cousin, his cousin's wife and their daughter-in-law were grabbed by armed men Tuesday. And internet postings appeared from a hitherto unknown Islamist group saying they'll be beheaded in 48 hours unless Alawi orders an end to the Fallujah offensive and the release of Iraqi detainees. But the Alawi government says it won't be influenced in its campaign to crush the insurgency. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.